I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Good to have you with us this Tuesday. We begin with a ruling from the Supreme Court today. President Trump's ban on transgender people in the military can go into effect. The World's Roopa Shenoy is here to tell us more about it. What is the history here, Roopa?
If you'll remember, the president first announced this move on Twitter in July 2017, and then Defense Secretary Jim Mattis developed it into an actual policy. So it bans anyone who identifies with a sex other than what they had at birth. But there are exemptions. The ban doesn't affect transgender people already serving openly or people who are willing to serve in the sex assigned to them at birth. And the rationale behind this ban, the Trump administration has said, is that medical care for transgender soldiers is expensive and takes time from when they could be serving.
So when the ban was announced in July of 2017, I recall there were a lot of lawsuits.
Right. Lower courts have blocked the policy. But early this month, the administration had a win with a federal appeals court. It lifted an injunction. And then this morning, the Supreme Court issued an order that lifted all the injunctions. The vote was 5-4 with Justices Ginsburg, Breyer, Sotomayor, and Kagan dissenting.
So what exactly does this ruling mean, Roopa? Can the administration start putting this policy into effect immediately?
Yes. I spoke to Sarah McBride. She's with Human Rights Campaign, and she happened to be the first transgender person to speak at a national political convention in 2016. She says this does give the administration the go-ahead, but other cases are still working their way through the courts and could still be taken up by the Supreme Court. So she calls this decision temporary.
The court today did not issue a ruling on the merits. It did not issue a ruling on the constitutionality. It did not issue a ruling as to whether the Trump transgender troop ban is illegal. It merely said as the courts decide these cases, the administration can begin implementing.
And what reaction have you heard, Roopa, to today's Supreme Court decision?
I asked Akira Wyatt to send me her thoughts. She's a transgender woman serving with the Navy stationed in California.
As a whole, we are greatly disappointed in today's ruling. However, as service members, we are trained to continue to do our jobs to the best of our ability, and we will stay the course as we serve our country with honor and dignity. We keep our heads high, and we keep up the fight.
Roopa, how many transgender people are there in the U.S. military?
In 2016, almost 9,000 members of the military identified as transgender.
What is the Pentagon saying today?
A Pentagon spokeswoman said in a statement that the military treats all transgender persons with dignity. And she said the proposed policy is not a ban. She says it's critical that the Defense Department be permitted to implement personnel policies that it determines are necessary to ensure the most lethal and combat effective fighting force in the world.
How does the U.S. policy compare to other countries on this?
It's still banned in some places like India, but Australia lifted its ban on transgender people in the military in 2010. The UK lifted theirs in 2000. Israel's policy has been to allow gay and transgender people in the military since 1993. And Sarah McBride of Human Rights Campaign, she says this move by the U.S. sends a message to the world.
It says that the United States is willing to sacrifice its national security in order to implement a hateful, discriminatory agenda. It says that our national government is intent on rolling back the clock on our progress when it comes to equality. I believe that this is a policy that the United States loses respect over around the world.
An important development today at the Supreme Court. The World's Roopa Shenoy. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco.